Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a monarchist infatuation and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents slipped on their coonskin caps to watch
Davy, Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
By definition, they are male sovereigns whom hold chief authority over a monarchistic country and its people. In the good old US of A, we decided to do away with such nonsense way back in 1776 and haven't taken one seriously since. Yet in Rock and Rhythm, many have been honorarily bestowed such status and given titular authority over their respective musical genres and its people. But there are those, like their sovereign counterparts, that were born with the title or conferred the title unto themselves and lived up to their coronations, be they male or female, simply by being musically preeminent. Old King Matt was a merry old cat, and a merry old cat was he. He called for his rock, and he called for his rhythm, and he called for nine kings thusly: Albert King, Sid King in the Five Strings, Earl King, King Perry, the King Bees, Freddie King, King Carl, Jewel King, and BB King.
It's good to be the king.
Albert Nelson became blues royalty after a kingly surname change and joining Stax Records in the mid-60s. One of a handful of challengers to the title King of the Blues, it was impossible to deny Albert's claim to King of the Flying V, Gibson's futuristic V-shaped 1958 guitar. But prior to the start of his reign at Stax, Albert King cut this 1964 tune for St. Louis micro-label Country. C-O-D. New Orleans loves its kings, or Rexes, I should say, and perhaps the most beloved was born with a surname fit for a serf. A member of the group The Kings, the specialty label intended to present Earl Johnson as King Earl, before a typesetting error forever dubbed him Earl King. It was Earl's pen that helped produce the classic I Hear You Knocking. It was his guitar that created the six-string tour de force Come On, and in 1955 he cut this noble number, Is Everything All Right?
Is everything's all right, babe? Is everything's all right? Is everything's all right, babe? Is everything's all right? Is everything's all right? all rude to do. Then let the fun begin, and hope it'll never end. And let the fun begin, and hope it'll never end. I wanna love you, baby, all over again. Is everything all right?
King on this show doesn't mean you have to be a man. In 1949, Dave Bartholomew cut an unreleased tune for the suitably titled Regal label with popular Crescent City chanteuse Annie Laurie. Dave immediately recycled 3 × 7 = 21 for newcomer Jewel King, whereupon it became a hit on yet another suitably titled label, Imperial. Jewel recorded a pittance of songs thereafter, but her husband's meddling dethroned her and the jewel lost its sparkle.
I'm 3 × 7 = 21. me. Cause I'm full of fun, foot loose and fancy free.
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society.
Hoosier-born honker Oliver King Perry was abandoned in L.A. without ransom after a tour in the late 40s, but managed to quickly sign with micro-label Melodisc. Although King found loyal subjects in Central Avenue club crowds, he couldn't translate that loyalty to the charts and spent the better part of a decade label hopping before cutting this 1954 tune for the vaporous Look label. Get out of my face.
Get on out of my face. Get on out of my face. Get on out of my face. Get on out of my face. Every time you get broke, you want me to be your ace. Why are you talking like a baby running your hand through my hair? Why are you talking like a baby running your hand through my hair? That old Billy Dan Coon ain't gonna get you nowhere. I can always tell when you're trying to get some of my loot. Yes, I can always tell when you're trying to get some of my loot. You wanna call me daddy, start trying to be real cute. So you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you make it on round to my place. Go, go, go. I know you don't love me. All you want from me is my dough. So you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you want me to be your ace. I don't mind giving you money, but you know I've got pride when I know you're jiving, honey. Let me wait on inside. Don't be calling me daddy. I ain't coming no more. You let the doorknob hit you, out the door you go. Yeah, you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you make it on round to my place.
Another challenger to the King of Blues title was Freddie King. It's debated as to whether his Christian surname was actually Christian, and that he, like Albert, pinched King in honor of B.B. King. But given that even the spelling of his first name is debatable, who knows? What is known is that King's rule over Texas and Chicago blues almost earns him the title Emperor. When Freddie found Providence on the aptly titled King label, he reeled off several six-string decrees. 1961's I'm Tore Down.
Jump in, my baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. What I feel like this when my baby can be found. I love you, baby, with all my heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time time you leave me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm torn down. I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. A love like mine is out of sight. I lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe your love is true. Well, I'm torn down. I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Well, I'm torn down. I'm almost level.
The King Bees were an unknown Southern group that recorded but one single for Lloyd Price's KRC label, which at the time was bolstered by distribution from the larger Atlantic label. Aside from those facts, I got nothing. 1957's Can't You Understand?
Can't you understand me?
While honker Eddie Lockjaw Davis's career is well documented, and his nickname a mark of genius, details for vocalist King Carl Davis are scarce at best. Research indicates the two were likely brothers, which may explain Lockjaw's presence on a majority of King Carl's paltry recordings, like this 1949 cut for the fittingly titled Regent label, She Likes to Run.
Thank you. over, the half past four. Turn the lock on my front door. Somebody flew right through the trees. The shake tail sailing in the morning breeze. You sure like to run. You sure like to run. You sure like to run. With your shake tail sailing in the morning breeze. The dance was closing somewhere around two. The door pops open and here comes you. You made for the corner, you took it real strong. You reached for your hat and you were long, long gone. Sure likes to run.
Sure likes to run.
You sure likes to run.
Sure likes to run.
You sure likes to run.
Sure likes to run.
With your shirt tail sailing in the evening breeze. It made me change my mind. The people out there started to scream for a cop. Why, you covered more ground than a possum could hop. Sure likes to run.
Sure likes to run.
You sure likes to run.
Sure likes to run.
You sure likes to run.
Sure likes to run.
With your shirt tail sailing in the evening breeze.
Who do you know so much about swallows?
Well, you have to know these things when you're a king, you know.
Sid Irwin and the Western Melody Makers doesn't convey rock and rhythm royalty, but it certainly compelled one of the kingly labels of the time, Columbia, to sign and proclaim them, Sid King and the Five Strings. The Dallas area group had a 2-year, though hitless, run on Columbia, during which they took a cue from rock and roll regent Bill Haley's Shake, Rattle, and Roll. 1955's Sag, Drag, and Fall.
Two steps to flip, two poop to flop, I'd die if I tried to fly. I tell my friends that I can't roll no more. I tell my friends that I can't roll no more. My wheels are flat and my bangs are kind of worn. I like to be able to give these cats a try. I like to be able to give these cats a try. But I'm too stiff to flip, poop to flop, and I'd die if I tried to fly. I just sag, drag, and fall. Can't have no fun at all. I just sag, drag, and fall. Can't have no fun at all. I'm so tired I never have a ball. I used to dance a whole night long, it's true. I used to dance a whole night long, it's true. I can't do now the things I used to do. Well, I can't rock to save my doggone soul. No, I can't rock to save my doggone soul. But I'm too shot to shake, rusty to rattle, and a little too square to roll. I just sag, drag, and fall. Can't have no fun at all. I sag, drag, and fall. Can't have no fun at all. I'm so tired I never have a ball. Too stiff to flip, to poop, to flop, and I'd die if I had to fly. Sag, drag, and fall. Yeah, sag, drag, and fall. Oh, sag, drag, and fall. Yeah, sag, drag, and fall.
Oh, sag. This is Matt Masters, and thanks for listening to the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Harold Garmson. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit www.jetmasters.com to learn more about the review.
That is why I'm your king. Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government.
As of 2013, this octogenarian is actively performing a catalog dating back to the 40s. In a reign rivaling that of Louis XIV, Riley B. King, a.k.a. the Beale Street Blues Boy, or BB for short, is the undisputed king of the blues, at least as a performer. Willie Dixon, God rest his soul. With so many crown jewels to choose from, let's end the show with a bang. BB's 1951 Tampa Red cover of She's Dynamite.
Yourself a ball, dynamite.